Jay Farrar is a singer and a songwriter, and he's been a standard bearer of alternative country music for more than a decade. His first band, Uncle Tupelo, combined elements of country and punk. Farrar's next group, Sun Volt, played a more mature brand of tough roots rock. Farrar recently put Sun Volt on hold and made a solo debut called Sebastopol after a coastal town in Northern California. Meredith Oakes has this review.
For Jay Farrar, being at the epicenter of alternative country music was never a comfortable place. On his band Sunvolt's last album, he began to tear at the boundaries of the genre and experiment with backward tape loops and vocal distortion. On Sebastopol, Farrar completes that thought. He strips away the banjo and fiddle that once embellished his music and replaces them with washes of keyboards and percussion. Sebastopol proves that Jay Farrar's music isn't defined by stringed instruments. It's his distinct voice that makes his songs instantly recognizable. Farrar's soulful baritone channels his deep love of blues and country music. On this record, he teams up with Gillian Welch, another performer with a natural gift for singing traditional American music. Listening to this CD, I found myself longing for the chemistry that the four members of Sunvolt once shared. Jay Farrar's collaborators on this solo record, including members of eclectic rock groups like Superchunk and the Flaming Lips, lack the power and unity of his former band. But if Jay Farrar's new record lacks cohesion, he makes up for it with his gift for writing lyrics. Farrar's oblique snapshots of roadside America are as evocative now as they were when he sang about carcinogenic beaches with Sunvolt and Rust Belt boredom with Uncle Tupelo. According to his new songs, Farrar is still driving around, staring at billboards along the way, and listening to nonprofit radio. Those reflections make Sebastopol a worthy addition to Jay Farrar's ever-growing catalog.
The CD is Sebastopol by Jay Farrar. Our reviewer is Meredith Oakes.
Take the bridge over nothing towards cooling down in the city blue where everybody's broken. Look away from the dotted wall. Turn up the nonprofit radio and let it all sink in.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Mary Louise Kelly, produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Bill Deputy.
The production staff includes Jeff Rogers, Lisa Harmon, and Matt Martinez.
At the cultural desk, Sharon Ball, Tom Cole, Aileen Ellis, and Loretta Williams.
At the national desk, David Sweeney, Barbara Campbell, Steve Drummond, Ken Rudin, Andrea De Leon, and Marisa Penalosa.
Our executive producer is Jonathan Kern. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.